I thank the Lord today for the testimonies that I heard today. I thank the Lord for the songs that I heard today because they have ministered to me. And I thank the Lord for that. Praise God. And I thank the Lord for the help that I receive time after time from the members of the family of God. Blessed be His holy name. A few days ago, the girls, Carla and Ali and Tiffy, sang a song here in this place that ministered to me. Praise God. And you know one thing? I didn't understand the words of that song. Is that possible? Absolutely. It's not the first time that I have ministered to with songs that sometimes I don't understand. So because I was blessed, I asked Sister Dana to get a copy for me of that song. Sister Dana made a copy of that song. Thank you, Sister Dana. Thank you, Carla. Thank you, Ali. And thank you, Tiffy. Keep up the good work. With this in mind, I would like to share something with you. It's a wonderful song. How many times I have read it after the girls sang that song, I don't know. Blessed to be a blessing. Praise God. This is the title. Blessed to be a blessing. It was written by several people. I believe it was written to thank God what the Lord has done for this nation. God has blessed this nation. He has touched us with His hand. The promise of His faithfulness can be seen across the land. You bear with me. I am Hispanic and we use our hands to talk. You can see that. Bear with me, please. The promise of His faithfulness can be seen across the land. Our church bells ring in freedom. We can worship as we please. Is that true? Absolutely. There are countries that they don't have the freedom that we enjoy here in America to worship the living God. Praise God. And work to achieve our greatest dreams in security and peace. Praise God. Our fields are full at harvest. Hallelujah. Is that true? Absolutely. The rains have always come. Our table is a banquet. Our silos overrun. Surely, I have seen that here in this community. Praise God. And I know there is a reason. Everything that God does, He has at least one reason. Why God has blessed us, this nation, so much. Why God has blessed us all so much. There is something He's expecting from every one of us. He's expecting something. We have a blessing. And there is a reason why God has blessed this nation so much. We've been blessed to be a blessing. Hallelujah. We've been loved to give His love. Made mighty so we can fulfill His call. We've been blessed to be a blessing with enough to give enough. For the greatest in this kingdom is the servant of us all. Who is the greatest in the kingdom of God? One who serves. And you see this. I'm not going to read everything. But you see there is something wonderful here. I believe it was written to our nation. But I believe it has an application to every church in this land. And also individually. Don't tell me that you haven't been blessed. Don't tell me that. Because I know God has blessed you. And He has blessed you so you can be what? A blessing. Praise God. With this in mind, let's go to the Word now. Praise God. With this in mind, blessed be His holy name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you for the many blessings, Father, that you continue to shower upon us. Thank you, Father, because you have blessed this nation so much, Lord God. Thank you because you have blessed this church so much, Father. Thank you, Father, because you have blessed us individually so much, Father. We owe you so much. Father, our life completely to you. Help us, Father, to be thankful, Father. To give you glory and honor, Father, that we can be a blessing to others, Father. To tell them, Father, about you, about your love, about your mercy, Father. I pray, my God, that you will touch us today, Father. Yes, Father. Touch each one of us, Father, with your word, with your spirit, Almighty God. Administer unto us according to the holy will. Father, have your own way. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. Praise God. With this in mind, let's go to the book. And let's go to the epistle that Brother Paul wrote to the Corinthian church. 1 Corinthians. And I would like to read from chapter 12. I'm not going to read everything there, but I would like to read some verses, like verse 12. For as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. God is working with the family, and in this, Brother Paul is telling us that we are a body. And as you know, the body is made of many members. And I praise God, thank the Lord, for the many members of the body of Christ. According to the scriptures, we know there is God the Father, there is God the Son, and there is God the Holy Spirit. And as you know, they are related. There is a wonderful relationship before the Father, between the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. They are one. They are one. Praise God. But also, God is working with a body. And let me try to explain this to you. Let's call this Sister A. Is a member of the family of God. Is a member of the body of God. But also, Brother B is another member of the body of Christ. And also, Brother C and many, 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 many members. You see. And there is a relationship between this sister and God. There is a relationship between this brother and God. And there is also a relationship between this brother and God. But at the same time, there is a relationship between brother A and brother B, and also a relationship between brother B and brother C. You see, God is working with a family, and we all are part of the body of Christ. And we individually have a relationship with the living God, but also we have a relationship with the rest of the members of the body of Christ. Verse 21 in the same chapter. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee. Nor again the head to the feet, I have no need of you. Why? Because all the members are needed in the body, in the human body, and also in the body of Jesus Christ. We need Sister A, and also we need Brother C, and the members of the body. We need each other. We need each other. And we are getting closer to the end. I believe it with all my heart that I'm going to need you more than ever before. Because things in the world are getting worse and worse, and the people of God, we need to be united. Praise God. Hallelujah. And verse 27 in the same chapter. Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. You see, we all are needed in the body of Christ. Be sure and rest completely assured that God doesn't need us. He is the Almighty God, but we all need Him, and we also need each other. Praise God. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 12. And I would like to read verses 4 through 8. For as we have many members in one body, here is Brother Paul again talking about the body of Christ and many members, and all members have not the same office, but they do have an office. Each member has a function. Has a work to do in the body of Christ. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Everyone cares for the rest of the body. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith, or ministry, let us all wait on our ministering, or he that teacheth on teaching. Can see different functions here. We have the prophets. We have the teachers. We have the ministers. Verse 8. Or he that exhorteth on exhortation. He that giveth, let him do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. He that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. See, each member has a function. Praise the Lord. And I thank God for that. That God has working with the family, and that He was giving to each one of us something. To what? To edify each other. And we're going to see in a few minutes. First Peter chapter 4 and verse 10. As every man hath received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. So everyone, every member of the body of Christ has received something from that. At least one third. Every member has received a gift from God. And we have been commanded to what? To minister. Praise God. To minister one another. And we have been called to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Praise the Lord. To minister. Do you remember what Jesus said? For the Son of Man didn't come to what? To be ministered unto, but what? To minister. If you allow me to use another word, according to the Greek, minister also is a servant. And to minister, to minister is to serve. To minister is to serve. And a minister is a servant. And we have been told to serve one another in love. Praise God. How can we do that? I know one thing for sure. You individually have received something from God. Absolutely. I believe with all my heart, when you came to Jesus, when you confessed your sins, and when you, praise God, were washed in the precious and the mighty blood of Jesus, He forgave you all your sins, and He gave you something. Something. Praise God for the building up of the church of Jesus Christ. So we all have been called to minister one another. I'm not talking about the ministers of the world. I'm talking about you individually. You have something to give to the body of Jesus Christ. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 26. How is it when ye come together? Is Brother Paul talking here about, speaking here about the meeting? I believe so. When you come together, what does he say? Every what? Every one of you. Pay attention to that. Every one of you that includes you has what? A psalm. Has a doctrine. Has a tongue. Has a revelation. Has an interpretation. Let all things be done unto what? Edify. You see, I believe that the meetings in the early church were wonderful. Wonderful. Because there was, hallelujah, the presence of the Lord there in a mighty way. And I believe it's going to happen in this end time too. Praise God. And every one of them, they brought something to the meeting. People, do you know that our meetings, I have noticed a change for better, more testimonies, more songs, and you see what? God will be here, you see, when we all contribute to the building up of the Church of Jesus Christ. And here Brother Paul mentioned something that we can bring to edify the church. A psalm. Psalm. What is a psalm? Let's read in Colossians chapter 3 and verse 16. Let the word of God, of Christ, dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching, admonishing one another in what? In psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Praise God. You know, God can put in our hearts to sing a song. A psalm is a song. He's talking about the psalms in the Old Testament, and they were accompanied with music. And we can also have a hymn, and also we can have what? Spiritual songs. Pay attention. Spiritual songs. They are sung with the presence of the Spirit of the living God. And you know, that will minister to the members of the congregation and to the members of the body of Christ. I can help it. Excuse me. And I have to be personal. I cannot forget one time when it was in New Orleans. I had been saved by that time. And God led me to work in the print shop in New Orleans. And I remember Brother Russell Duckle, how much this brother helped me. And Brother George Scully used to work there from time to time. And there was one time, believe me, I was there fighting in my mind these evil forces that were trying to cast me down. You see? Suddenly, I heard somebody singing. That was Brother George. I cannot remember the name of the song, but I can tell you that the enemy flew away. Hallelujah. Flew away. And I was relieved for that fight. You know, that brother ministered to me. Through songs. You know, when we are working together, you can sing there. Don't tell your friend or your brother or sister, don't make so much noise. Because maybe he doesn't have a beautiful voice, but he has the Spirit. He will minister to you. Believe me, we need that in our body, in our community, in our personal life. We need it as never before, and we need it here when we come together. Praise God. What is the next thing that Brother Paul mentioned here? Remember? It's what? A doctrine. What is a doctrine? A doctrine is a teaching. A doctrine is a teaching. Praise God. And let's read John 14 and verse 26. But the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Who is the teacher then? The Holy Ghost. But you can come here, because your relationship with God is so close that you have been reading the Bible, and God quickened something to your mind that you didn't see before in the Scriptures. You are not a teacher. Listen to this. But God can teach you. And then, that relationship is so wonderful that you are getting from the living God, you are going to be able to minister to the members of the body of Christ. You see, a teaching. Oh, wonderful. Brother Randall, here in the meeting, I want to read the Scripture. You see, you read it. And if this is from God, God will anoint that. I will minister strength to the members of the body of Christ. You haven't been called to teach as a teacher, but you can teach her. Praise God. You can have a doctrine, a teaching from God. and then you will be able to minister to the body of Jesus Christ. What else? Tongue. There is so much in the religious world going on today about tongues, and you know what I'm talking about. Many of the tongues that we have today are not the real tongues. But you know, tongues have a place in the body of Christ. Absolutely. Absolutely. When they are done by the Spirit of the living God. Acts chapter 2. And when the day, this is verse 1 of chapter 2 of the book of Acts, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all, pay attention to that, they were all with one accord in one place. Praise the Lord. And suddenly, hallelujah, suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. Mighty, because God was behind that wind. And he filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as of fire. And he sat upon each of them. And they were all filled, praise God, with the Holy Ghost. And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them what? Utterance. Praise God. Tongues have a part in the body of Jesus Christ. And they have been designed for our edification. Praise God. And with the tongues go the interpretation. Unknown tongues. Heavenly language. It's a heavenly language. It's not the Spanish. I know that. But it's a heavenly language. And it has a place in the body of Jesus Christ. And tongues are going to be restored to the church of Jesus Christ. And also the interpretation. Praise God. Pay attention. Spiritual psalms. The Spirit is there. Doctrine, taught by the Spirit of God. Tongues, given by the Spirit of God. Interpretation, given by the Spirit of God. It's all the Spirit. The flesh doesn't have to do anything here. The flesh doesn't have a place here at all. It should not have a place. God should be in control. Praise God. Hallelujah. And another thing is, tongue and revelation. What is a revelation? Let's go to Matthew chapter 16. And I would like to begin with verse 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Who do men say that I am the Son of Man am?" Hey, what do they say about me? He was asking his disciples. And they say, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." Ah, but then he come to them, his disciples. He says unto them, "But who say ye that I am?" Hey, you. They are saying that about me, but I want to know you. What do you think about me? Praise God. And you know who's going to answer, huh? Because he's usually open his mouth to give the answer. Brother Peter. And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." Oh, wonderful. Brother Peter said a wonderful truth. Huh? Oh, it was about time, huh? Because he made so many mistakes. It was about time. But listen, 17. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. Oh, no wonder Brother Peter said something wonderful. Huh? It was a revelation. God the Father gave it to him. Praise God. You see, revelation has to come from the Spirit of God. Praise God. And 1 Corinthians chapter 2. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 9 and 10. But as it is written, I hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. If you love God, God has something wonderful in store for you. God has something wonderful. We cannot understand, we cannot comprehend unless we are being taught by the Spirit of God. Verse 10, but God has revealed them unto us by what? His Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God. You see? Revelation, again, is by the Spirit of God. No human knowledge, no human wisdom here is the wisdom of God given unto us by the Spirit of the living God. And then we have interpretation. And we talked about this already. Interpretation, because tongue and interpretation interpret. All of this, they should come by and through the Spirit of the living God. You know, if this is supposed to be done by the Spirit, how much we need to what? To walk. Walk in the Spirit. You see? If we walk in the Spirit, as we should, and this is a command, by the way, we have been, praise God, we have been commanded to walk in the Spirit. If all the members of the body of Christ are walking in the Spirit, hallelujah, what a wonderful meeting we're going to have next Sabbath. No, it takes time. But I thank God because God is working. I have seen changes here. Changes for better. But listen, people, sorry, it's not enough. We need more of the glory of God in this place. We need it. And if we apply ourselves, it's going to come. The glory of the living God. That the presence of God will be here in a mighty way. Why? Because this brother is in so much tune with the living God. He's in communion with him in such a way. He will come here to minister. And because he is walking in the Spirit, he's going to minister to us. You minister to me. And I minister to you. And we all minister one to another. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 3 and verse 2. This is Brother Paul addressing to the church in Thessalonica, and Saint Timothy, our brother, was a minister of God. He was a servant of God and our fellow laborer in the gospel of Christ. Oh, he helped Brother Paul in the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he sent him, to the church in Thessalonica to establish you. There is a reason why God moved Paul to send Timothy to that church to establish you. Do we need to be established in our faith? Absolutely. Do we need to be comforted? Oh, how much comfort. We need each other. And we can comfort one another. It's so important that we minister one to another. It's so important in the eyes of God. And remember, blessed to be a blessed. Blessed from God so you can bless your brother. So you can bless your sister. You see, this is the plan of God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, we want to come to the meetings, but what is what we want to find? We want all to receive. We want all to receive, but what about to give? This is part of the call of God. And Brother Paul knew about this. Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. I have shown, this is Brother Paul addressing to the people, at the church of Ephesus. He wanted to go to Jerusalem. As you know, he disobeyed the Spirit of the God later on. But here he's talking to them. And he said, I have showed you all things. How that so laboring you ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of our Lord Jesus, how he said, what? It is more blessed to give than to receive. These are the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's more blessed to give than to receive. And we need to be in tune with the living God. So can we receive more than we can give more? Praise God. Blessed be His holy name. What are we supposed to remember from this lesson? Number one, we are all one body. Remember that. Number two, we all need each other. Remember that. Number three, we all don't have the same office, the same function, but we do have a work to do in the body of Christ. And number four, we have been commanded to minister one another. Praise God. May the Lord help us to fulfill His call. Thank you.